When they come. When they come, they will not wear horns. They will thoughtfully put those away, sink them to the very bottom of their jewelry boxes, for now. They will carefully sheathe their claws in pebble leather that smells romantically of the past, reminding you of winter mornings, grace, long drives whose destinations have disappeared from memory. Left in their place are sunlit shards, bright slivers of hope and expectation. Your boy has long legs. His ankles peek out slyly from his jeans again. Watching the leonids under a blanket, he falls asleep. It's dark, but you can still make out the shadows cast by his eyelashes onto the cheeks like guiltless apples. The bread has hardened into rock, and in the quiet, you feel the approach of another publisher's rejection letter. The white wine complains against your tongue about not having had the chance to cool down properly in the fridge. The baby's having a conversation with her father's shoulder. Below the floors, worms twitch like music strings. You are invited. Come and see how gravitational waves grow in the universe like teeth. Between their ridges, all is tedious and holy. From twin toothbrushes that lean trustingly against each other, to the tap that's leaking, because someone tonight must still do the weeping for the world. Their tails will be folded into raw silk. Their scales smoothed by peptides, antioxidants, rose milk. They too have favorite smells, burnt sugar, snow, and favorite colors, lilac, gold. They too think it's unfair that a distant grave now shelters grandma's bones. They fight their daily battles. They fantasize about rest. When they come for your children, they will look just like anyone else.